Okay, now let's look at the Haber process. This was developed the idea in around the time of World War I by a guy who had a surname Haber. You know, he wasn't the only one, but his other friend had a trickier surname, I guess. So they decided to use him. Maybe he was the most instrumental in it. Yeah, but so it's just the industrial production of another very, very important chemical, industrial chemical, and that is ammonia. So in ammonia, what they have is they just have nitrogen reacting with hydrogen to produce ammonia. And ammonia is has the formula NH3. So if you were to write the equation, you'd have N2 plus 3H2 to form 2NH3. That's a balanced equation. So yeah, and I'll just state the conditions now and I'll explain them later. So in the Haber process, we have a catalyst that is iron. So Fe, okay, Fe is the symbol for iron. So we have iron as our catalyst, and the temperature is the same as in the contact process, which is 450 degrees Celsius, and also the pressure is 200 atmospheres, okay? So one thing to note though is here in the initial reaction in the Haber process, you produce ammonia in gaseous form, and then it is later cooled to liquid form, and that's the one they use. So if you were to find ammonia in the laboratory, you'd find it in liquid form, okay? But in the Haber process, it will be produced as a gas, and then it will be cooled, because at room temperature and pressure, ammonia is a liquid. So don't worry, in your lab, it will always be a liquid. Now, let's look at the source of the raw materials. Okay, let's look at the sources of the reactants, nitrogen and hydrogen. So nitrogen is just taken from the air, okay, clean, dry air, because if you've done the composition in your specification, you have to know the composition of clean, dry air, which has 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and then 1% is carbon dioxide and the noble gases. So that's all you need to know. Those four, you have 78% nitrogen, okay? So a lot of it is nitrogen. So they just take nitrogen from the air because there's just so much of it. And then there's 21% oxygen. And then there's 1%, the remaining 1% is carbon dioxide and the noble gases. So that is what clean, dry air has in it. That is what it's made up of, it's composed of, okay? Now, so nitrogen is just taken from the air, and hydrogen, they make it, they produce it in the reaction between steam and methane. So as you'd be doing your organic chemistry, you'd find that you have something called methane. It's very simple alkane. It's the simplest alkane. The formula is CH4. It reacts with water in gaseous form. Please note that steam is actually not what you call steam generally. I know you call that which you see from pots and everything, it's that one is a cloudy form of water. It's liquid water. So, but steam is actually in vapor form where you can't even see it, okay? So they react methane with water in gaseous form, and you form hydrogen and carbon monoxide. So the reaction will be CH4 plus H2O to form 3H2 plus CO. Carbon monoxide is CO. Mono is one, so monoxide, CO1 oxygen. Now, so yeah, you just need to know the sources of the reactants. I told you that nitrogen is taken from the air, and then hydrogen is made by the reaction between methane and water in its gaseous form, okay? And so then you then react the two, and you form ammonia. And you need an iron catalyst. You know, a catalyst speeds up the rate of reaction. So for a quick reaction, we need a catalyst. And 450 degrees is the temperature that's ideal for this reaction, okay? For a quick enough reaction, but it's not too high, because if it gets too high, then we have not as much ammonia being produced. And also we have our chambers, reaction chambers, wearing down, okay? You suffer wear and tears, okay? And 200 atmospheres is the right pressure for the reaction. Now, the uses of ammonia, you'd have the very, very most important and most common use of ammonia is in fertilizers, okay? So there's fertilizers, and then there's detergents, and then there's fabrics, and then there's pharmaceuticals, blah, blah, blah. You find out more. So yeah, that's all about ammonia, you gotta know. So when you do the contact process, you also find out that sulfuric acid, okay, in the contact process, sulfuric acid will be made. You also find out that it is used to produce fertilizers also. Now, basically, they would be reacting ammonia and sulfuric acid to form a certain type of fertilizer called ammonium sulfate. So, yeah, both of them work for fertilizers. Don't be afraid to say, oh, I put sulfuric acid for fertilizers, now ammonia, the Haber process also. Yeah, they both work. So both of them apply on that one. They are very, very common when they are used, and their most common use is in fertilizers. Yeah, so that's all you need to know, and bye-bye for now.